Judge rules anti-Israel activist Mahmoud Khalil to be released from ICE custody. By Elizabeth Weibel on June 20, 2025. A federal judge issued a ruling that anti-Israel activist Mahmoud Khalil be released from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) custody, stating that Khalil is not a flight risk. U.S. District Judge Michael E. Farbiars ruled that Khalil, a green card holder who led anti-Israel protests at Columbia University, should be released from ICE custody at some point on Friday, Politico reported. Farbiars, who was appointed by former President Joe Biden, claimed there was something to the underlying claim that there is an effort to use immigration proceedings here to punish the petitioner here, and that would be unconstitutional. As Breitbart News reported, Farbiars previously rejected Khalil's request to be released from ICE custody, explaining that he had not put forward factual evidence as to why it might be unlawful to detain him regarding the charge that he reportedly omitted information on his green card application. New Jersey District Judge Michael E. Farbiars rejected Khalil's request for release, ruling on Friday that the anti-Israel agitator did not put forward factual evidence as to why it might be unlawful to detain him on a second charge, and failed to make meaningful legal arguments. Khalil was arrested by ICE agents in March as President Donald Trump and his administration tackled antisemitism on college and university campuses. In an executive order in January, Trump directed Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Attorney General Pam Bondi, Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Kristi Noem, and Director of National Intelligence, DNI, Tulsi Gabbard to identify all resources that may be used to ensure that all aliens seeking admission to the United States, or who are already in the country, are properly screened and vetted to the maximum degree. The executive order also notes that it is the policy of the United States to protect its citizens from aliens who intend to commit terrorist attacks, threaten our national security, espouse hateful ideology, or otherwise exploit the immigration laws for malevolent purposes.